I mean, I don't know. I'm not a genius. I know a lot more than other people, which I don't realize until other people start talking. Like straight men telling me that it's like, you got to do incline. I'm doing incline bench press. You think I'm a moron?
Listen to our podcast before you come for our workout.
Martin, keep it. Keep it.
Well, this is Welcome to Boys Club.
Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, this is our first video episode we're doing, if this ever makes it out.
Van Gogh, Monet.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's Van Gogh?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
His first work.
It's the early years. No one ever talks about the early years. That's Van Gogh before he got video.
Sure.
That's Van Gogh with video.
Yeah, that's when he really learned his craft. Well, we...
What if people see what we look like and then watch less? I'll kill myself.
Well, I think we'll get a lot of viewers if people are like, the one guy's shirtless the whole time.
Do you guys want that?
Well, it's kind of like, this is our version of Bert Kreischer.
This is... Wait, what's Bert Kreischer?
Bert Kreischer, the comedian.
Who's that?
You've definitely seen him. He's like a big comic right now. He's sort of in the bro-y world. And he
I'm
takes
kind
his,
of niche.
And he takes his shirt off.
Oh. Why are people doing that?
I mean...
Is it not enough to be funny anymore?
Are you asking yourself that? Or are you asking me that?
I'm always talking to myself. Talking to yourself. Wait, so what I'm going to say to you is, it's so good to see you. I haven't seen you in such a long time. And
yesterday.
Really?
Yes.
In live?
Well, I guess 2 days ago you saw me at my house.
Oh, yeah.
And yesterday
you
saw me on Zoom.
Oh. I don't know. I've just been out of it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, happy holidays, everybody.
Let's talk for like an hour about Spotify Wrapped.
Well, we can get to that in a second. Can I do my first boys club?
Yeah.
And that can be yours. My boys club for this week is my iPad.
You're an iPad kid.
I became an iPad kid, partly because we are now filming the podcast, so I'm getting an iPad to do this. Hello, iPad. But I love it. I'm obsessed with it.
There's four cameras looking at us. Are there four cameras?
I think there's two cameras.
And what are the little holes?
I honestly don't know.
Big hole, little hole, little hole.
It's hard to say. But I love the iPad for many reasons. But one of the things I'm finding that I really like about it is that there's no social media on there.
Oh.
So like
you can't have Instagram on there?
Well, I just don't have it on there.
Oh.
I just kept myself off of it because obviously, like anybody, I'm obsessed with social media and addicted to social media, and we have to use it so much for our jobs, and I have to use my phone for creative stuff all the time, like editing and things like that, and I was like...
CapCut.
But now I do it all on the iPad.
CapCut's
on the iPad. Adobe Premiere is on the iPad.
That's video?
That's video. GarageBand's on the iPad.
That's this?
Yep.
Wait, do you have a terabyte?
No.
How many gigs do you have?
But you can plug in a hard drive to this thing.
You need to tell me how many gigabytes you have. You never told me. I keep asking what your storage is.
Oh, I got this. I think I got the lowest one. I have to double check. I honestly have to double check. I can't remember if I got the lowest one or the second to lowest. I definitely didn't get a terabyte, though.
I feel like you have like a terabyte because you told me what you paid for it, and it was like, that's giving terabyte.
No. I'll send you the full order of what I got.
Is it? And then we'll link in the show notes.
And then if anybody else wants to get an iPad and become an iPad
kid. It's 128 gigabytes or 256?
I have to check. I honestly don't know off the top of my head. But I'm telling you, you can plug in an external hard drive to the iPad.
Don't tell me what I can and can't do. I think that you're speaking from your experience, and it's like not everyone can pull themselves up by their bootstraps. We're talking about equity versus equality here.
Sure. Okay, I will teach you the ways of the external hard drive.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm really, I've been talking about wanting... Like I'm almost got more gadgets to be on the phone less.
Oh yeah,
in a weird roundabout way.
Well, no, I think that makes complete sense because the television, which is mounted to the wall, which you can't see on the iPad, but it is. I find having a mounted television to the wall to actually be a very mindful experience.
Yeah,
because you can watch TV without your phone.
Yeah,
and without a laptop.
Yeah.
So when I was on a laptop, it's like you're watching, but you're actually on Reddit Googling why people hate you, and it's like no. Put that away.
Yeah.
Whereas the TV, you just like have to like sit back and sink into the truth and the moment.
And experience the narrative. But yeah, I'm loving the iPad. So I've fully become an iPad kid.
Okay, so you don't have a pencil.
I didn't get the pencil yet.
Okay. And it's exciting that there's a place to grow.
Yes, I didn't want to buy everything at once because then it's like, well, what other gifts are
they
down
call that
the
blowing
line?
Your load, blowing your load in Boys Club Universe.
I didn't want to blow my load on the iPad pencil, so I
that which brings me to my next point, which is important. What's not going to be on the iPad?
Porn.
No porn on the iPad. No porn on the iPad. That's a hard rule
for himself.
No porn on the iPad.
Yeah, because we have to keep those things clean.
Save
and,
that for this
isn't safe.
This is not a laptop.
Because the last thing we need is a Russian bot stealing all the Boys Club Instagram passwords and things like that.
No. Yeah. I I'm done. That's for Twitter and that's for the laptop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the phone.
Yeah.
There's something about the phone that makes me feel like you can't get... Like, I've never watched porn on my laptop because I'm afraid of it crashing.
What do you mean? Like, I have a laptop. You see my laptop?
And I've seen the laptop. It's close to crashing. And I've
lost a couple.
I've watched it. But it was, for some reason, the phone feels less... destructible to the virus.
You like think that, and then suddenly there's like a web page that like is leading you to the app store that you can't close out of. Does this make sense?
Oh no.
Is this relatable?
I mean, well, now we know that the phone is corruptible.
Like, you can fix it if you just keep trying.
Sure.
But it'll be kind of like a web page opens, it takes you to the app store, and then you're like, just close out, and it just like won't. And it takes a long time.
Yeah, see, I'll do private browser, and then sometimes it'll open a second private browser with like a link to like chat with girls now or whatever, but
it's weird. Like, I always watch porn on a private browser too, but then suddenly like I'm kind of doing it less, so I don't have to log in anymore. And
log in. Okay.
That's right. I'm paying money.
Supporting sex work. I appreciate that.
But we need an investor. And I don't think I'm supporting sex workers. I feel like I'm supporting like Russia.
Or what's it called?
Mormon boys.
Mormon missionary boys.
I'm telling you, I try to say this in a joke, nobody liked it, and I'm like, but this is still a brilliant idea. I think in 20 years, Mormonboys.com, we're going to talk about that, like the Warhol's factory. Like, I think that they're making art.
Oh, the last people making art. Yeah. Well, I mean, I told you that soccer player's brother, he's making some of the best porn out there.
Yeah. We don't do names anymore because we're on the video.
Well, we can, I mean, he's a...
There's something about video where it's like, say it to my face, and it's like, I won't. I won't do it because now it just feels more...
Yeah, you won't. I won't look them in the eye and say
not,
it.
I'm worried that we're going to get diagnosed with Tourette's. Do you think I twitch?
I don't think you have Tourette's at all.
Sometimes I blink long, don't you think?
You know what Tourette's is, right?
You're mad? We have to cut this?
No, we don't have to cut this. I just want to walk you.
Tourette's can be anything that you need it to be.
I'm going to walk you back off the ledge.
Some people call that mansplaining Tourette's.
I don't think you have Tourette's.
Okay. Thank you. It's good. Always good to get a first opinion. And I look forward to future ones.
Yeah. I think...
I don't think you do either.
I'm pretty certain I don't either.
I think I twitch sometimes. Like, sometimes I'll see a video of myself and I'll be like, I blinked a long time there. I don't even remember such a long blink. Like a long blink. Like, I mean a long blink.
Okay, show me an example of a long blink.
Well, I don't know when I'm doing it. I don't only see it when it's on video. And then I'm like, oh my God, I'll never be an actor.
Is this like in stand-up? Is this in like acting stuff? Like,
you know, it's anytime there's a camera on me. Like, sometimes I even noticed it in a story you posted one time.
That you blinked long?
Yeah, it was a weird long blink. And I was like, this was only a 3-second video. How did I fit one in there? Like,
well, I mean, for what it's worth, I don't think anybody's noticing that.
That was a period? Okay.
Yes, it was.
Okay. So, wait, so I'm excited you have an iPad.
So, my boys club is iPad. And what is your boys club?
Wait, but are you going to get... So, you're getting a... We're not done with this one.
I have a keyboard.
Where? Can I see it?
It's oh, I do that's see how it's it. Propped up right now.
Wait, is it like a weird little keyboard? No offense.
I mean, it's iPad size keyboard.
Is it hard for your fingers to type on?
I did notice it's
big fingers.
Thank you. I did notice it's smaller than my laptop, so you're a little bit more like this, but it's not that bad.
Okay.
I don't think I'm gonna do like a ton of typing on there, but it's nice to
type. It's like you're overseas.
Yeah. Well, it's just better to do it there than like on the actual iPad.
But I told you that I asked a man that we both know, but I'm not doing names anymore.
We can't do names.
That
because they can lip read.
Like our iPad person. Like our iPad. I'm not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Our iPad. And that's. So I was like, do you mean Zionism? No, Sidism. But I asked someone that we both know about the iPad, and they were. Except for I would argue that I feel like sometimes Sidism is vilified in a similar way. I'm sorry you're mad at me. People are coming for science the same way. I'm sorry. I'm not a side, so like it doesn't matter to me.
Two third rail topics.
It's real. I'm so sorry. We can't. But here's the thing, you want to break through in this industry? I think you have to. Like, I want people, like, we're going to be talking about sidism. We're going to be talking about pop culture. We're going to be going to an abortion clinic. Like, we're going to be, like, in it. This is, like, the video, I think, is going to change things for us.
We're going to abortion clinics being like, have you heard of sidism?
I don't want us and to be huge podcasters.
We're not going to be huge podcasters.
You're like, no one's worried.
Listen, and, you know...
I don't want us to be Alex
That's
Cooper.
Like us saying we don't want to be billionaires. It's not going to happen for us.
I think that it would be Wait, really?
I mean, if
not
you...
Not billionaires.
Yeah, well, not billionaires.
I think we want $2 million.
I would love $2 million.
I think we'll have $2 million.
I don't think... I'm not doubting that. I'm saying we're not going to be billionaires.
No.
And we're not going to be Alex Cooper.
We don't even know billionaires.
I know one.
Personally?
I went to college with her.
Her family's a billionaire?
Yeah.
Why?
I'll Oil. Tell you offline.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay, I don't even want to know anymore.
No, it's not a bad thing. I just don't want to give it away.
No, I'm good.
Yeah. But anyway.
But I asked that man that we both know if I, because I'm getting an iPad too.
Yep.
I'm also getting an iPad to kind of just like grow up. And 2025,
the way to grow
changes.
Up is to become an iPad kid.
It's a circle back. But I didn't realize, so I asked that guy, I was like, do I need an iPad pencil? And he's like, oh, like I didn't have one in high school. And I was like, you had an iPad in high school? Like, that's why he knows what he wants in this world. That's why he's so successful.
Yeah, no, he's a longtime iPad kid.
In high school, he had an iPad. I had an eating disorder. So it's like, he's like,
Among other things.
Among other things. So he's like, I was drawing, like, he said, I drew with my finger instead of the pencil.
Yeah.
That's so crazy
In high school, I was just being obsessed with being an athlete.
I think that's awesome. I think that, what else is there to do?
Yeah, that's true.
It could be worse. Like, you were never like, oh, never mind. Anyway, so I'm moving on from that. So what I'm going to say to you, I say you were never like a pothead, but then it's like, I don't know if you were, maybe you were.
I wasn't, but I didn't really know. I would not, I mean, I did this as my boys club before. I am not somebody who knows how to obtain illegal drugs.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been that person. I was not somebody who even could, like, in high school, go to the liquor store. Like, I was like, I didn't have, because I was always,
One time a man drove into the liquor store in exchange for a hand job. Do we have to keep this or cut it?
I mean, that's up to you.
Let's keep it.
Okay. I mean, I know that story.
You do?
Yeah, you told me.
His name was Dave. His name was Dave. And
if
he was,
you're out there, subscribe to the podcast.
If you're out there, you are what you did. And that's the smallest man who ever lived. You are what you did.
Wow.
And I will forget you, but I won't forgive.
Yeah.
And I did totally want it, but I was like 17.
It's up to you.
I was 18.
Yeah. Wow.
Wait, this is so bad.
I mean,
we've gone into such murky territory.
It's your story.
But I feel like as a 30-year-old, you're like allowed to say that this happened, and like they canceled Lena Dunham for that. But it's like, to be clear, I was on the opposite end. I was on the receiving
end. If you were the child in the story, you're totally at liberty to speak about your experience at any time.
I can and I will. I have to. If not me, yes. Then who?
If not you, then who?
So if your name is Dave and you, then never mind. But
he was old enough to get alcohol. That's...
Yeah, he was old. He literally had no hair in his head, but he was like 24. How does that even happen?
My uncles had that too.
Well, do they know that you can fix that?
Well, it was in a time before you could fix it, I think. Now they look really good bald.
Oh, that does happen. People don't talk enough about that.
Yeah,
that
like Mr.
happen.
Worldwide.
Elton John, he was fixing that in like the 70s.
Oh, really? Yeah. I mean, well, he was a millionaire.
Okay, you're right.
Wait, but what were we talking about 2 seconds ago?
Nothing goes off the rails, brings us off the rails, like trauma. Like sharing trauma.
Let's reset. Let's reset. I was saying I never...
Let's hold. Let's touch each other.
I was saying I was never been able to, like, obtain illicit... I can stay here. I've never been able to obtain illegal things.
Thank God.
So I was like... because I was always like... I always looked pretty young.
You do right now.
I still do, but like I
mean, you don't look like a child, but you look
no,
like...
but I have a young face, and I've always felt anyway. So I just like I knew I was not gonna be able to get a fake ID. I also was like so scared of my parents ever finding out about that I would just so I didn't drink until I was in college really, and then I didn't smoke weed until I was done because we would get drug tested.
I never had a fake ID. I was not engaging with that culture.
So you were just getting people to do it for you?
Yeah, like there was this girl named Abby Alcohol. Did I ever talk about Abby Alcohol?
Yes, yes, yes. Who would bring you a little water bottle.
No, I would stop by her house and I would stop by her apartment. She lived in...
You had initiative. You took initiative.
And she always just had... She was making so much money. She was a bit an entrepreneur. Mm. A woman in business. Mm. And now she lives in the Pacific Northwest and wears Chacos. And,
wow.
Yeah, probably like leads like retreats and some stuff in the woods.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, but I would stop by her thing and get like fruit punch flavored Burnett's. Do you remember Burnett's?
Yeah.
We're from the South.
I can picture it. I was just over the holidays, I was with my dad picking up wine at the wine and liquor store down the street from their house. And
what was it called?
There are so many, Grape and Grain maybe. There are so many celebrity alcohol brands now. It's crazy.
I know. Someone was just telling me about
The Rock
Casamigos.
Has one now.
What's Casamigos?
Casamigos is George Clooney's.
They acted like it was crazy that I didn't know what Casamigos was.
I would
was
say
like,
that is one of the bigger... I mean, you're sober, so we'll cut you some slack. But that's probably one of the bigger celebrity brands, because his is like...
Casamigos.
Yeah, it's expensive, too. It's like really whatever.
I have a friend that works at Hornitos. Shout out to my friend. I'm
Hornitos.
A Hornitos brand loyalist. I don't drink tequila, but if I just want to say that I actually know this guy that got on the Out 100 list for being a gay guy at Hornitos.
Wow.
And leading kind of gay tequila. And I think that's really great. And this brand, maybe they'll sponsor us.
Okay, Hornitos, if you're listening.
Hornitos. He said it was a premium brand. I even went on their website, and it said Pride 365 on their website. Yeah.
Good for them.
And in a world where people are trying to make it Pride Zero, Target.
True.
Target.
True.
And other people that I can't think of.
Yeah, but plenty of brands, I'm sure.
Plenty of brands are trying to get rid of Pride, but Hornitos is leaning into
365.
Pride. 365.
I love that.
Pride 365. Do you know that song? Which brings me to my next topic.
Which topic? Oh, yes.
Wait, I want... So
say,
now we're going to...
I'll say one last thing on this. All I was going to say was that I also noticed that Kendall Jenner obviously has her 818 tequila, and then...
That's what that's called?
Yeah, and then The Rock has one now. He's in every movie and tequila. It's like, I don't know. I don't know if, like, these wealthy people who are doing things like this... We talked about this before. Like, when is it... I get nervous when people are going from continuing to make the thing that they clearly love to do. Like, I'm like, do you really have a passion for distilling tequila? Or do you need another, like, revenue source or way to move your money around?
Okay, but I think for me, I would start a cologne company, and I would be so passionate about it.
So that's great. I'm wondering if these people... That's nice. What
really?
Is that?
I'm going to want to tell you.
Okay,
but
it
has black currant. It has menthol and tea.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
That's a nice sense. Well, anyway, I don't know when it becomes greed instead of passion, you know? And I just am like, what is about to happen to all of us that you... Like, I get nervous about all these, like, rich people, like, running for the hills. Anyway.
Or under the hills. Bunkers. It's the bunkers that scare me. Because I'm like, what do you know that we don't know?
I mean, I'm sure it's the end of the world. I don't know. But it's like, if you're...
Are they thinking class warfare or hurricane?
Maybe both.
I'm not into either.
Well, I don't want to go to war. I would rather it happen peacefully, but I don't know.
Do you worry that we're performing for the camera?
No.
I think I'm performing for the camera.
Well, that's why we're doing a practice one.
Do I seem different?
This one, you know, if this one is only out as audio, know that there's a video somewhere. Okay, wait. So
do I seem different today?
You seem jazzed and excited. I think the camera's bringing a twinkle to your eye.
It always does. Have you seen me around Jen Wagley?
Have I seen you around Jen Wagley?
Jen Wagley walks in a room with her little camera up to her face and was like, I love her so much. Fuck, I love that. We're having a Christmas party. Do you want to come?
Yeah, I do.
Seriously? Did she tell you about it?
No, but I want to come.
So am I in charge of the invites, or am she? I don't know. It's supposed
to be
Sunday.
Oh, God, this is never going to happen between the two of you. This is never going to happen. One of you needs to make a group chat.
It's supposed to be Sunday.
Okay.
I would love for you to be there.
I'll be there.
It's really important for me.
I'm doing nothing else, so.
Sunday. The 8th.
Okay, great.
We're going to watch Christmas movies.
Hell yeah. All right, so what's your boys club?
Okay, let's talk about Spotify Wrapped.
Love.
I think it's hack to comment on a hack thing. So like to share your Spotify Wrapped to be like, I know it's really hack that I'm doing this. It's like, that's it, just do it.
I know.
It's totally fine.
Who gives a fuck?
Just do it.
It's like everybody does it every year.
But I want you to guess what each other's are. And if we don't get it right, then that'll be really sad. So like, I'm going to guess yours. Tyler Childers.
Surprisingly, no, he wasn't on mine.
What?
I know.
That was the only one I could think of.
I know. And let me guess, Taylor Swift.
She was on it.
I'm also going to guess.
She was number one.
Chappell was on yours?
No. Sorry, lesbos.
I'm going to zoom in on my face on that.
I'm so sorry.
Wow.
A white cis gay man.
Canceled on his own podcast.
Let me pull this up because I always forget what it is. And they don't make it easy.
Okay, this is what I have to say about this year's Spotify Wrapped. I thought it was a bit lackluster.
Well, I just like, notably missing. I was like, am I Birmingham? Am I Harvard? But like,
I know.
Here's the thing, what even was that?
But at least they were trying something, you know?
I think they could
tell. It's like we live in this world of all this data and all this information and all you can give me is the same boring. And it was like the packaging was kind of boring.
No, it was so boring. It's like, would it kill you to just do it? I would say, but here's the thing. I would rather, like, would it kill you to make it just something I can click on and see? Why is it a fucking movie?
I know.
I'm not trying to watch a movie.
I know.
We are, no.
And they haven't changed up, like, the visuals at all. Like, it's the same thing that we're sharing from last year. I'm like.
So if you're working at Spotify.
Yeah, well, this is a call in to fucking figure it out.
Can you feature us? Is what I'm saying.
I
don't even know how to look at it.
You
how
know
do
what?
I look at it?
I also think that their data is messed up.
Why?
Because, like.
Mine felt pretty real.
It's not that mine didn't feel like. Reflective of something, but I think that they spend a lot more. They care more about like the number of times you've played it than like the frequency with which you play it throughout the year.
The number of frequency with what, like,
so
what,
like, let me give you an example. So for my podcast one, let's say I listen to this podcast called The Football Weekly with the Guardian Football Weekly, which is a Premier League soccer podcast. I listen to it every week. I throughout the year. I think maybe there's a couple weeks out of the year I don't listen to it. I listen to it every week, but, and so it was my number one podcast. But
I
then,
literally can't even find this. I'm so over this.
My second podcast was, if you hear slight Taylor Swift, that's Connor's.
Is that the song?
I didn't even hear. What was it? Wow. We're going to get sued. Taylor, please don't sue us. We love you.
Wait, really?
But
cut that part out. Taylor, we love you. Taylor, we love you. I finally got
for context, he was saying really about me saying it. No, okay. So then my second podcast was...
you really see me. You really can...
I know.
You really get me.
Was the Veep Rewatch podcast that's hosted by Tim Simons and Matt Walsh.
That you just, like, overdosed on.
I was listening to it a bunch when I was in LA shooting this summer because I was, like, kind of in this weird, like...
place called LA.
Weird place called LA. But, like, also, like, being on set is, like, such a mini life that you're living. It's, like, so separate. I don't know. Like, I feel like I was, like, I was somewhere else for a month doing something. I wasn't in my own routine, whatever. But I was becoming, I was rewatching Veep. And I was listening to a lot of the podcast because I was also, like, trying to think about my own performance and things like that and, like, listening to actors that I really admire. So I was listening to a bunch of it. But there's no way I listened to more than 20 episodes. And it was my second most podcast. I was like, this is just, like, a sliver of time where I listen to it a lot. I just, all this to say, I feel like their metrics are funky.
That it should be kind of more of whatever they used to call Beyonce the leader over Taylor at Billboard, where they were like, Beyonce is the number one because of kind of just, like, general vibes of the decade. She's been here the longest.
Sure.
Like, whatever. Whereas, like, going strictly on numbers.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure maybe there's numbers, but it just felt like, and the other one, like, my number one song.
No. Don't tell me. It was Remy Wolf.
It was. Okay. Which I was shocked by. I mean, I'm not. I love her.
I know you better than you know yourself.
Literally. I mean,
me and Spotify know you better.
I love her, but it was, Cinderella by
It was Liquor
Wolf.
Store.
No, it was Cinderella. It was Cinderella. It was on her new album.
My mom would say, you'll get your turn to talk.
Wait.
My mom loves to talk.
No, I don't want you to get.
I wanted to see your podcast because Boys Club is on there. Also, if Boys Club is on your Spotify Wrapped, feel free to tag us. I know it'll be very late after this.
The podcast thing is really embarrassing. I sent this to you.
7,000 minutes.
A podcast. Is that a lot or a little or a middle? My top podcast.
See, mine was arts.
Is this a comedy podcast?
Yes.
I think it's a lifestyle podcast.
This?
Can we switch our... How do we...
No, it's a comedy podcast. We want people to think we're comedians and know that we're comedians. Okay. Date Yourself Instead. I'm loving.
What's the bigger red flag? That the number one podcast is mine or that on number five is Date Yourself Instead?
You know, it'd be a bigger red flag to me if those were flipped.
Totally.
Yeah. But I also had Working It Out on mine as well.
But then also, like, Working It Out. Are you kind of embarrassed for me that Script Notes isn't on it? I pay for Script Notes. And
no.
It's not on this.
But that was the thing I was surprised by because I listened to so much Script Notes throughout the year and it was on my top five, but it wasn't like...
Is it possible
the
that Premium...
I was so confused.
What if Premium is being considered different than...
Like, maybe.
Like, Yeah. Wait, so... Okay, so let's talk about... So, your top five, I'm going to guess. I think that...
Songs or artists?
Artists. I think songs are just, like, who cares?
Yeah.
Charlie?
No.
Remy Wolf is one of yours, like... It's Nico. He's listening to music. He's kind of into the zone. I think Taylor Swift was on yours.
Mm-mm.
Oh my God, what the fuck? Why not? I actually don't know. I just realized all I know about you is that you like Remy Wolf. I'm sad. And then also Taylor Childers.
Taylor Childers. I was surprised Taylor Childers wasn't
on. We don't
on
really
there.
Connect on music. We have totally different music tastes.
We have overlap, but...
Like one time I played
my the same.
Number
yeah.
one song for you, and it's from Tortured Poets Department. And you said, is the whole album like this in a negative way? And guess what? It wasn't because it was like kind of a mixed genre album, but you like hated the song and it happened to be my number one.
I'm really sorry if I yucked your yum in that way. I didn't mean to.
No. It's okay. Wait, so Remy Wolf,
Chapel Roan.
Oh, I should have guessed that.
And then randomly, which I was expecting those two, but then
Sabrina
Carpenter was on mine.
Okay.
I was going through a, you know what I don't like that they do, that they included on this one? You know how they have their snarky little like, you're bitch summer ball slapper.
Your people pleaser this people. Why is every day list people pleaser Wednesday, people pleaser Tuesday, people pleaser Monday? And it's like, when will I please myself? And then now what I don't like is that to
you know why they
bad.
Have it? It's because you're listening to Date Yourself Instead.
Literally, it's all people. It's like people pleaser punk, people pleaser pop, people pleaser passenger princess. And it's just like, I just don't want this.
Yeah, but one of mine was like, I have a playlist called Girls Guy, which has like all my favorite, which was like Charlie Chapel, Sabrina.
That's the name
Olivia
of your,
Rodrigo.
You should write a book.
My book.
That's the name of your book.
Girls Guy.
Yeah.
I do love that. as a title.
Oh my God, you're welcome.
Thank you.
2020 side. Is that less funny now that we're living in it? Not to be negative.
I think it's still funny because it's wait, also, anyway.
Less threatening.
Don't let me get derailed.
I won't.
Okay, so.
I'm here to keep
it. We did our Spotify Wrapped. If you were going to wrap something else from the year.
What were your other two?
Oh, shit. Olivia Rodrigo. And who was my other one? Can't remember off the top of my head. I think it was another artist. I can't remember off the top of my head. What were yours?
Taylor Swift. Muna was on it. Nice. I don't remember if they were second or third.
Shout
Charlie.
Out Love.
Random. Churches. Do you know Churches?
Hmm.
They're like Danish or something.
Sure.
You know, never heard of them?
They're like an EDM group, no?
Yes.
Yeah, because the church is like the U is like a V.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of the coolest thing about me.
My sister's number one was Fred Again.
That's cool.
She's a big EDM head, shout out. So
yeah. And then lastly, this is embarrassing, but I'm going to be honest. It's Gracie Abrams.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, somebody has to support J.J. Abrams' Nepo Baby.
Me and 40 million other people. 40 million monthly listeners.
Hey, listen.
The last thing I want to say about this is, my day list, suddenly what I don't like is, like, usually it is People Pleaser, but now suddenly because of, like, the Wicked soundtrack or maybe something inside of me, it's becoming, like, Broadway. I don't think they should recommend Broadway. Like, I'll come to you.
Yeah.
Like, Broadway songs, like, you have to seek that out. Like, yeah. That's not, like, oh, here's Dear Evan Hansen. No.
No. It's because all of a sudden now you're in the midst of a narrative and there's too much going on. Yeah.
That's not my vibe. And God knows I love a storyline.
Broadway songs are sad.
Well, yes, I do know that, but I do find that if I work out to Defying Gravity, I fucking go hard as
hell.
Oh,
for sure. I've been listening to Defying Gravity.
Like, I'm doing my walking lunges, and what I'm going to say to you, dude, is, like, every time I try to, like, start a set of walking lunges, if I'm, like, really trying to get into it, I kind of go to, like, the end of Defying Gravity, and I'm just like, yeah. And then I, like, work really hard.
Wait, here's another boys' club. I saw Gladiator and Wicked back-to-back last weekend.
What did you? That's
it was kind of the Barbenheimer of this year in a way. Sort
it was
of
kind of like the May December salt burn. Do you remember when you did May December?
Yes, I did last year. Actually, and so this one at least I did 2 days apart. Last year I did a double header of May December and salt burn, which was crazy, crazy vibes. It was fun though.
Someone just told me they never had heard of salt burn, and I was like, "Where have you been? Where have you been?"
Yeah, that was a real moment in time. I will say another song that always gets me hype is "Better Not Kill the Groove." DJ.
Do you feel like I breathe loud? Do you think I'm a loud breather?
No.
Wait, does anyone...
But you know what I know? Okay, wait. You know another movie I watched?
What?
Otherwise,
you know what I noticed?
No, I haven't noticed. No, nothing's been noticed. No, I also watched Conclave.
What's... Oh, with the church?
About the popes.
Wait, was it on the interweb?
Yeah, it's on... It's out now, but you can also stream it on, like, Amazon or Apple or something.
Did you watch it on your iPad?
I did not watch it on my iPad. I watched it with my family.
Oh, great.
And it's really, I liked it a lot. It has a twist ending that I did not see coming.
What is it?
You want me to spoil it for you?
Guys, can we just learn about it? Can we learn about
it? Okay, spoiler, if you do want to see Conclave.
We'll make it 30 seconds.
Skip ahead
30 seconds.
Roughly 30 seconds to a minute. Okay, so basically what happens, it's like the ceremony to find the next pope because the pope died, right?
Is that a real story?
Well, that's what they do.
They should do a minute. Go on.
Do a minute because there's going to be follow-up questions. So they're fine. Like, if anybody doesn't know, when the Pope is chosen by the other cardinals who are ordained to this, like, basically there's a bunch of bureaucracy within the Catholic Church, and they pick the next Pope. Okay. And so they're in this, like, it's this process, and there's a lot of drama. There's a couple Popes that are really vying for it. It's very political. And then there's the main Pope who's, like, or the main cardinal who's, like, trying to make sure it's all good and, like, all squared away. And then there's a new Pope, or sorry, a new
cardinal. And it's Ralph Fiennes.
Ralph Fiennes. He's great in it. But I brought this up because he breathes so heavy in the movie. He's like walking around. It's like,
do you think that's like a character choice or just Ralph Fiennes?
Well, I was like, who mic'd him? What's happening? Or are they? Because at first I'm like, they're trying to show that he's old. Is he going to die at some point? Like, it was so.
I don't like breathing.
Noticeable.
I think breathing is not hot.
Sorry, just kidding. Anyway,
like, there's even when Taylor Swift does like a breathy, like, in like New Romantics, I have to stop talking about Taylor Swift, but in there's a line where she does, "My ace, I'm about to play my ace," and it's like, don't breathe, Don't breathe on cam. Don't breathe in the microphone.
Somebody commented on a YouTube video of me performing once and said, "Can you figure out some breath control?" And I think about it a lot now.
Oh my God, I'm gonna think about it too. That's so rude. That's so fucking. Fuck you. Fuck all of you.
If you're in the comments right now being upset
about
the breath control.
All of you.
No, we love you guys.
That's so fucked up.
I know. It's like whatever. Anyway, but. So they're picking the new pope. There is a new cardinal that comes in that nobody knew about, who's from like...
okay, 5 minutes.
5 minutes. 4 or 5 minutes. From Kabul. And so he's been in these like
Kabul,
really...
Kabul, and everyone knows where that is.
I think it's Afghanistan.
Okay.
Don't quote me on
we
that.
We should cut that part.
Don't... No, we don't have to cut that. I don't
I
know
want
where
people
Kabul
to think
is,
that we're
I'm sorry.
Smart.
Somewhere in the Middle East. Basically, he's come from all these war-torn areas. The point being that this guy is supposed to be, like, very clearly the right decision. All these other popes are so obsessed with, like, the bureaucracy and
it's like
being political.
2007.
The movie? This year.
No, but, like, it's taking place in 2007?
No, like, this year.
Oh, really?
Like, just modern time.
Oh.
Anyway, it's so it's very clearly, like, this one pope is supposed to, is, like, clearly, like, he's an actually a good, or cardinal is, like, an actually good, you know, possible choice for the Pope, where these other guys are very political and whatnot, and he ends up getting chosen, and then the big twist reveal at the end is that he's intersex, and he has ovaries, and he, like, because there was, like, this, like, mysterious, like, trip the Pope paid for him to go get some surgery done, but then he never got it done, and what it was a hysterectomy to get his, like, parts removed, essentially.
This is just a story someone made up?
Yeah.
We can just make any story up. That's
yes.
so crazy.
But isn't that wild? And then yeah. it was, like, it was supposed to be about, like, basically, like, faith being, like, not so black and white and binary and there being some stuff in the middle. It was really interesting. But, of
well,
course...
So it's like, we know that.
Yeah. Well...
Does the church know that?
Well, that's exactly why I think it was a cool thing, because it was, like, okay, this interesting thing mapped onto this very, like, old school Catholic whatever. But... At the same time, I don't really appreciate when there is surprise representation in films I wasn't expecting, and then I'm watching it with my family, and then it's like, oh, great, now everybody's going to have something weird to say to me after this movie.
Did they do that?
No, my mom just asked me if I knew about Pope Joan, and it was like, all right, why are you just asking
Who's
me
Pope
that?
Joan?
She was like, well, and to my mom's description of it is, it was a woman who dressed as a man to become a pope.
Did it work?
Well, yes, but also, like, it's like, okay...
Well,
somebody
I didn't know about Pope Joan.
Apparently. I mean, Pope Joan is out there, but...
She's dead now?
Well, yeah, dead. But also, like, in our retelling, it's so hard to know, because, like, we don't know if Pope Joan was transmasculine, if Pope Joan
Mrs.
was...
Mrs. Carney, you can DM me anytime to ask me about... I would be excited to be included in any conversation.
Okay, you guys can talk about Pope Joan. Anyway, so you can come back in now. Yeah, we're done talking about that movie. But anyway, it was really interesting.
I was going to see it, but it's spoiled, so I can't see it. Just kidding.
The drama.
Meow.
But you saw Wicked with me.
Good. I told you I was at Equinox, and then my Beats disconnected. I don't know how, and then No One Mourns the Wicked came on, and it was loud.
No One Mourns the Wicked.
It was very embarrassing, and
so
I felt
loud.
Humiliated.
Well, if there's one place that you're safe to do that, it's...
These aren't those kind of gay guys.
You should have gone to the Hell's Kitchen one, and then you would have been safe.
There's like 7 there.
There's 7 Equinoxes?
Yeah, it's like a really big deal.
In Hell's Kitchen?
Oh, undoubtedly. There's so many.
Wow.
I mean, Hell's Kitchen to me is actually just like all of Midtown.
How many Equinoxes are there
like
in...
Like 30 in Manhattan.
Wow.
There's so many. That's why I can't leave.
Wow.
Gold handcuffs. I don't know if that's appropriate for this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's gold handcuffs.
Yeah, it's gold handcuffs.
It's gold handcuffs.
What did you think of the Wicked movie?
I liked it. I think that I... Like, there are certain... I just liked 2.5 hours of Wicked.
Sure.
Was joyous to me.
Yeah.
I thought Ariana Grande was really good. I thought Cynthia was really good. And I was like, oh, I really love musicals. I forgot that I, like, love musicals.
Yeah.
And I just, like, it felt, like, magical the whole time. The things that I didn't like are, I don't think, are criticisms of anyone. I think are more just, like, a transition from stage to film. Like, I think Linda's funnier in the stage version, but I don't think that's commentary on Ariana Grande. I think that's commentary on, like, the stage version. Yeah. Well, even just that, like, sure. Like, they didn't write her any new jokes. They were just, like,
yeah.
the ones that were already there.
Yeah.
And then... The stage version is more, since it's like far away, it feels like they rely more on like caricatures of both of them. So I think Elphaba is kind of annoying in the stage version. I famously have always said that Glinda is way more important than Elphaba, which is true in the stage version, because in the stage version, the only variable is Glinda, whereas Elphaba is going to be just like annoying and mad and pissed off and like left out. And then she's going to hit the notes because it's Broadway. So whereas Glinda is more responsible for like making comedic choices and like character choices that Yeah. I'm for it.
See, I thought the singing was incredible. I thought from the leads.
Wait, last thing I want to say. But in the transition to film, because there's so much more subtext, it's like both of them are more human. And I thought Glinda, or less caricatures. So Glinda's less funny, but more human. And then Elphaba, I thought was like a lot less annoying. It was like lovely and sweet and like easier
to
follow.
Yeah. So my impression of it was, I also thought it was a bad adaptation. Well, I won't say that. I thought it was a bad adaptation. I thought it didn't really work for me as a movie, but I thought the singing from both leads was incredible. Yeah. And to your point, you know, with the longer time that they have from the stage version, they're able to dive into those characters more. But I think something that works for me so well, and maybe this one didn't want to be as much of a comedy, but because the stage version has such great comedy to it.
Yeah.
And one thing I think really works in that is I think that the stage version Elphaba character, like you said, is a bit. She comes out swinging from the beginning. She is no nonsense.
No, yes, asparagus. The broccoli steamed. Well, I guess that's Glinda's line. But yes, she's just screaming the whole time.
So she comes out swinging versus this version of it, Cynthia Erivo's version of it, was a little bit more sensitive.
Yeah, and, totally.
So you feel a little bit worse for her. So it doesn't feel like it's as funny to poke at her because she's not already a strong character.
Yeah.
She's kind of a character we feel bad for from the jump. So it's harder for, I feel for them to have landed the comedy, and they didn't try to add anything that wasn't already, like you said, all the comedic lines were from the staged version.
And a lot of them are like Glinda's funny in the mm-hmm. stage version. It's nice to see me, isn't it? Those are all comedic lines.
Yeah. And I thought Ariana did a great job with the comedy where it was allowed for her, but I just didn't think that the direction in the script allowed for that to be the best version of that relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
But, yeah. I also think that if you're gonna have a great musical that is one of the biggest, one of the best vocalists ever is are the leads, and then you're not gonna round out the cast with other great singers.
Who? Michelle Yeoh.
Michelle Yeoh and Jeff Goldblum. Somebody tweeted
know how everyone's don't sing in the Wicked movie? Don't go to the theaters and sing.
That includes Jeff Goldblum.
Someone was Michelle Yeoh thought that included her.
Well, then Jeff Goldblum, too. He can't sing for shit. And I'm what the hell is this?
I don't know who he is. I know he's the wizard. But who is that man?
He was in, he's a very famous actor. He was in Jurassic Park.
Well, Jeff, you could always be more famous. There's always people that aren't going to know you.
That's the problem, is that that's what people want. But I also found that okay, so you get to this, and sorry if this is a deep dive on Wicked that nobody cares about weeks later, but you get to the, we know it's going to end in Defying Gravity. That's this big triumphant moment at the end. And it is incumbent on the fact that at this point we are, that Glinda and Elphaba have a great relationship, and that the underlying tension of the world of this radical thing that that Elphaba wants to do and break free, that seed is planted inside of her, and it's incumbent on her realizing that the wizard sucks. Mm. Right. And then she's fuck all the system. Clearly, even if the wizard can't help me, I have to defy gravity. I have to be my own thing. So we are leading up to this moment of this great emotional release. I feel like in musicals, the reason that they sing is because
that's us talking, emotional release.
TV buyers.
Keep it. Literally. It's that's what happened.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
What do you mean?
I feel like it's like, well, we're going to be going to be filming the website.
Yeah. Anyway, so if you can't help us, we'll do it ourselves.
The Calvary is not coming. The Calvary comes from within, inside.
So anyway, we get to that point and we meet the wizard, and it is supposed to be he is a bit of this guy isn't what we thought he was going to be. But the way that Jeff Goldblum played it was just so. It felt like all of his lines were improvised, but not in a way that felt directional. Maybe go over here now and
Random funny alcoholic guy.
And then they were trying to do a whole bit about the road and clicking the different roads on his little map and be like, should it be pink? Should it be oh, you think it should be yellow? Oh, and it's we're about to reach Defying Gravity. You just completely poked a hole in all of the tension that we built towards, and then they have to start from a running start to get that song going, and it's you really want it to be a full runway into that to really
That's
let
interesting.
It land.
That's an interesting note. I understand that. That it was so much is dependent on him being literally evil. It's he's not evil enough for her to warrant her
Yeah.
Absolute meltdown.
Well, it's just like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like there's something else they could have done with that just felt like they were like, yeah, Jeff Goldblum, come in and improvise. And it's just like a classic big movies these days, just wanting a big name to give them, you know, the press junket that they want and whatever, rather than actually being like, oh, who's a real Broadway star who could come in and actually kill this role? And another thing that Issa made a good point of, and I'll be interested to see what they do in the second movie. Apparently the second, I forget, it's been a long time since I saw the musical, but the second half is a lot more of Madam Morble and the Wizard. So it's like, is it going to be a lot of those two the whole time? Because that is not a movie that people are going to want to watch.
True? I don't think that's true.
Well, that's what Issa said.
I saw it recently and I'm on the podcast. It's not true.
Okay.
Good, don't cut that part. That's not true. It's it's less group scenes for sure. It's the second half is more like, I love the second half. The second half is so good. The second half is like No Good Deed and Thank Goodness. And I feel like Ariana Grande will be really good at Thank Goodness.
I love, Because I Knew You, I've Been Changed.
That's in there.
That's a beautiful
song. I know, because obviously like, this is like every millennial saying that in regards to their decision to attend Vassar College. It's just like...
You know what? The last time I heard that song live was at my brother's graduation when three of the chorus girls sang it, holding hands.
That's a lot. And they were singing it. I think that also in eighth grade, they sang it too. This is true. I was in sixth grade, but it was my brother's eighth grade graduation. Two girls sang it too. The music director who was leaving to become a nun, Joan Teston, to keep it. She left to
Pope
become a
Joan?
Nun. Pope Joan? Pope Joan. Pope Joan. She was leaving to become a nun.
Wow.
And she, in retrospect, she was not, she was too much. It was like, she was like a classic example of like, why are we taking Fiddler on the Roof full length version so seriously? These are children. These are kids.
And so then why did she join the convent?
I don't know. I guess it wasn't enough to just like have kids do Fiddler on the Roof. She's like, I have to go be part of the church.
Oh, fascinating. I would really be interested to meet some modern day nuns and be like, so what's...
Well, there's this one girl
I'd
knew.
Be fascinated to know anybody that is within 10 years of our age who has become a nun.
I don't know. Well, in high school, we definitely had young, hot as hell priests come talk to our class. Hot as hell, like I'm telling you, gorgeous man. And I went to school with one, and his name was...
Okay.
And he is a nun at Fordham University.
He's a nun?
Oh, you're right. He's a priest. He's a priest. At Fordham University.
Well, I mean, and this is not to knock. I mean, obviously there's spiritual people of all ages, but it just feels like there was a time where women specifically would go into the nunhood to, like, you know, if they didn't want to, you know, do the traditional womanly roles of, like, a domesticated life, or they didn't want to, or they wanted to learn more or something. Like, there was all these reasons that it could almost, like, you could circumvent these other, like, societal, you know, there's a, their own host of structure, but, you know, this other way of living. But now it's like, you know, it's a relatively free world for women to live in, and it just seems like an interest. I would just be fascinated to know somebody that's, like, young and is like, I want to devout myself this badly. Because there's other ways to be involved in the works of the church without like completely cutting off your life.
Well, I think like something that we would never be able to connect with that is that like the church is inherently bad, like largely, or like the way it exists is bad. So I understand that people maybe are like, I want to be a nun and I want to do service. And it's like, yeah, but like, I don't know that we can get past the part where you're like joining the Catholic Church is wacky.
Yeah.
And evil.
Yeah.
So like, that's just a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah.
And it's like, have you thought about going into social work?
Right.
Have you thought about getting a master's in MSW?
Or just like, you know, picking up trash on the side of the road. Like, there's that too.
We need that. Teach someone to read. Teach a gay guy to read. Have you thought about teaching a gay guy to read?
Have you thought of going to the schools and picking the gayest kid and said, come change my my apartment?
Sister Therese.
Sister Therese, God rest her
soul. She had huge ceilings, and she would give me gorgeous ceilings.
Wow.
She would give me Keebler cookies. Remember those little Keebler cookies, that little man on them?
Yeah.
And she was like,
I love those.
Oh, man. And she had her own bathroom.
I remember also, what was I thinking of? Oh, from this convent movie, one of the lines I mean, there was a lot of really cool lines in it, I thought, or like well-written lines. But one of the ones that I liked was, I can't remember, but there was another one too where he was like, I've lost my, have you lost your faith? And he's like, not in God, but in the church, which was like classic. But
one thing in Wicked, I think that is interesting that the movie does well is that it bridges, it gives stakes for things. Like, I don't know, that's not the right way to say that. it expands things.
Contextualizes where we are.
Yes. Yeah. And like the whole, like the way that a bear took care of her mm-hmm. when she was a child. And now that's not in the thing. Like in the thing, it's not like she was raised by bears.
Yeah.
So like her whole connection to animals now is like a little more heightened instead of being like, I'm just a warrior of justice.
Yeah.
Warrior,
yeah.
Which is an amazing thing to be. But she's just like.
Well, I guess I always kind of assumed it was just like. She saw anyone else who was also different.
Yeah.
And she's different too.
They like draw that out more or paint it more clearly.
Apparently the book is like really intense.
I haven't read the book.
I asked Jessie about it. She said, because Jessie said that her dad read it to her when she was young and then they had to stop because it has like animal orgies.
Oh
and
my God.
Like really intense. And Elphaba straight up becomes like an IRA fighter. Like it's crazy.
Oh my God. That's. And then also, do you remember in Defying Gravity when Michelle Yeoh hugs Ariana Grande?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that happens in that.
Well, because Madame Morble's also like, she's sus.
She's evil.
I wish that they had cast Cheryl Lee Ralph in it.
This paints Ariana, maybe paints Glinda a little. I think she's up for it. Wasn't she up for it? Or did she did it on Broadway?
She did it on Broadway, and I thought they should have brought her back because I saw a red carpet interview from like Entertainment Tonight. Of Cheryl Lee Ralph, like literally a 30-second to a minute TikTok of her, and she like performs to the camera the line, and I'm like, you did more in this TikTok than Michelle Yeoh did in the entire fucking movie.
That's funny. That's so funny.
Anyway,
she was busy winning an Emmy.
No, I'm yeah. Well, true. I mean, I just love Cheryl Lee Ralph. I think she's an excellent. Yeah.
Wait, but I guess I don't know if Glinda is. I guess they paint her, I don't know, not evil. I think they show her in a worse light in this, in that she, like, the hug from Morrible at the end and stuff is very just, like, she's such an opportunist. And I guess that's all true in the show, but in the show, you don't see all of that. And it's kind of, like, up to you to decide why she's doing what she's doing and when.
Yeah, and I also think that's something that gets lost. I mean, we'll see when this next one comes out. Something that gets like lost in is that like in the end they kind of come back together.
Oh yeah.
And like it doesn't seem, if you've only seen the first half and you've only seen the movie, it's going to seem like they're more fragmented than they actually
are. Yeah, I'm curious about how they
paint. Cuz like in that
her.
Moment the song is about them making up and being like, "Okay, I'm going to get out of here and you go what you got to do and we'll come back together."
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I all of my criticisms that I've been spouting about it come from a place of love for the musical and thinking I think it's one of the best musicals ever. Like I think it's so
and
good.
For Ariana Grande.
Yeah, I thought she was great, and Cynthia Erivo I thought was excellent too. I like I said I thought her take on the character changed their dynamic, and I wish that the script and the direction had helped to manage that and put that relationship more at the center of the movie, and rather than all these stunts and all this bullshit that it was. But that's my take on it. So, I'm trying to think.
But we liked it better than every other movie musical, and we never want to see Les Mis again. And we want our Christmas 2012 back. We want Christmas 2012 back. Is that
when
Les
Mis
came out? Yeah, we want that Christmas back.
We want that Christmas back.
That ruined Christmas that year. No, I don't want to engage with Les Mis ever again.
At the end of the day, we're another day older.
I think that should be an all women musical, because you should only do Fantine, Eponine, and Cosette can be there fine. Like you don't need any of the men.
Good down. Isn't that the beginning of it?
Yeah. I do like. Have I ever showed you pictures of me as a beggar in that, like, in the 10th grade?
And they said, he really took this seriously. He really took it seriously.
Method.
One of these guys looks like he's been starving
like
in France
jarring.
For some time.
It's so funny. But it was crazy because, like, Fantine was played by a freshman, and, like, Eponine was played. Actually, Fantine and Eponine were both freshmen, which was, like,
again,
unheard of.
Crazy.
And Cosette was just like a random senior who fought, I guess, great. She got her flowers.
Cosette.
She's really boring.
She's, is she not Anne Hathaway? That's Fantine.
Fantine is Anne Hathaway. She dies really early but gets like a show-stopping number.
Have you? Yes, of course. Well, that was always what I remembered from the movie, when she has to become a prostitute and shave her head. That was all really tough. Sorry, sex worker. Well, prostitute. I don't know.
Because one of my favorite parts is when it's like, give that letter to me. It's none of your business. A bit on the side. Is there anyone here who can swear before God she has nothing to fear, she has nothing to hide? That was all. We didn't need a man in that song.
Wow.
We need a man in that play. All the men should be covered in that play.
Yeah. I did like Eddie Redmayne in that. I remember thinking he was handsome.
It was hot as hell. I saw him on the street. I saw him walking down just a couple months ago. I saw that
uncut guy.
We still do uncut even though we're recorded. That uncut guy walking down Bowery or Houston? I always forget which one.
And was he walking around with a sign that said, I'm uncut, or did he have his dick out, or how do you know that?
He's from the England.
Where do you get this information from?
I kind of know where they're cutting. Like, I can, it's kind of like, I can
you
guess.
You say, draw me a map of the world, and he says, I can show you who's cut and who's not.
Yeah, I have, like, a certificate in, like, where are they cutting and where they're not cutting.
Okay, just because you don't like to be surprised.
I think it's important to know what you're working with.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, you, like, gotta know.
Yeah, I mean.
But you never had a guy be like, oh, you'll get used to it, and you think, no, I won't. And then you're like, I'll be,
you'll get used
never.
To it.
See you never.
Fascinating. Well.
Sorry, that's actually maybe problematic because might be charged. It's a little charged.
It's just good, I think, in general to be open to all kinds of body parts.
No, I do too.
However they look. But I also.
This was a test.
Agree with you that it is important in sexual encounters to disclose information about yourself and have open communication about what we're all working with.
So what you've seen here was, something that we could do at your workplace and to kind of help
this
repair.
This is a DEI training session.
We should go into that.
DEI training sessions?
Yes.
I feel like there's a world where Connor and Nico do that.
Lead DEI?
To make extra cash.
Totally. I'm gay and he's trans. Who's got money for the vending machine? We're at JP Morgan.
We're like, oh, can you do this in ones and fives? Check. No.
That's so
funny. I don't want to be paid in crypto.
The food there is free. And they're like, free? Connor comes back with a suitcase.
Three plates.
He has a suitcase with Clif Bars in it.
We brought our own.
Yeah, you did throw the Clif Bars out. And
that's so fun.
Stuff it. Yeah. So if you like that idea.
Watch this space. Is there anything else we want to talk about before we wrap up?
I just want to say how electric you've been. It's been sitting on this couch
together. I know. Usually I'm over on the chair over there for the boys at home who don't know this. Yeah, welcome into a window into our lives and what we look like when we're doing the podcast.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so we're going to start. I mean, this one might not have a video with it because this is our first test run. We'll see how it goes. But we're going to start doing videos. So check out our YouTube page that will be coming forthcoming. And check out our... like, subscribe, listen to the podcast, send it to a friend, rate it 5 stars, please. If you like, have a favorite episode, put
but
that down.
One of you can do 4 stars because I think it's important to be a little under 5. You don't want to be a 5-star podcast.
Well, I think if you have more stars, it pushes it better.
Oh, really? Wait, then can you do 5 stars?
What really would help is if you subscribe to the YouTube that is forthcoming and send it to a friend and anybody that you know. Also, we have a live show. December 20th?
On December 20th. Wait, my parents are coming.
So come.
Is that weird?
No. They're coming. I would love to see them.
They are coming.
I'm going to do my...
My older brother? Absolutely not.
But mom and dad will be there. So if you want to come see Who Made Three Gay Sons, come out to our show on the 20th. Connor and I will both be doing longer sets, and we'll be joined by our good friend Kate Sisk, who will also be doing a longer set. So the three of us will split an hour, so do about 20 minutes each. So it'll be a nice... Connor's been calling it Power Hour.
Power Hour. That's kind of beautiful because last time I was doing Power Hour, it was kind of more like Power 12 hours. And then I would kind of like not go to a master class I had to go to in the morning about acting. Power Hour is what we... Do you do Power Hour?
No.
You didn't do Power Hour in college?
No.
Power Hour was where you would sit with the twins and you would just like drink a beer like every 2 seconds. And it'd be like Power Hour. You have to drink like 6 beers in an hour or something like that.
Oh. And these were the twins, the guy twins that you lived with.
The boy twins, yeah.
Yeah.
The boy twins.
Because when you said the twins in my head, there was 2 blonde girls.
No, I wish. Could you imagine?
I wish for you it was.
No, it was 2 brunette boys who played hockey and were really thick.
Yeah.
Thick, scary guys. One worked for Jeb Bush. The other, I want to say like Capital One. There's always someone working at Capital One.
Yeah, and thank God that's where my banking is, I guess.
We don't care about Capital One.
Well, except for that I have a credit card through them. Other than that.
Oh, I started a hot... Never mind, I'll take offline.
Okay, I'll take offline. Well, boys, thank you for listening.
Bye.
And we'll see you next week.